You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
What up, though? We give the people what they want.
When and if Andre Drummond is bought out by the Cavs, where will he end up? We will discuss that. And also, we have some information about one of the best running backs in the NFL. Of course, I'm talking about Aaron Jones. But it is March and our eyes are on college basketball. And last night, the undefeated Gonzaga Bulldogs won the West Coast Conference over BYU. Jalen Rose, they're undefeated. They're headed to the tournament. What do you think of this team?
I think they have a superpower. Last name Suggs, first name Jalen. And not only is he going to be a top flight pick in this year's draft, he's the kind of freshman that can lead you to a championship, Jacoby. And this is why he actually went to college. He was making jump shots and yelling March Madness, and the NCAA tournament ain't even started yet. So he ready to do work. And it was great to see him turn it on late and leading an undefeated squad.
Now, while these Gonzaga Bulldogs did get some great wins early in the season, you do kind of have to question their conference schedule. Not exactly a Big 12, Big 10, ACC, SEC level opponents, but they're undefeated. Every time they put on their sneakers, they've won. But let's take a look at the history of undefeated teams that have headed into the tournament, because the last time one won the whole thing was in 1976, and our director Tommy's Indiana Hoosiers were the one to pull it off. Jalen, can Gonzaga be the first ones to do it since 1976?
And Tommy reminds me, of course, that they beat my Michigan Wolverines. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, while we're highlighting Suggs, and rightfully so, he was the freshman of the year in that conference. Corey Kispert, the big fella, was the player of the year in that conference. So they actually have balance, Jacoby. They're a terrific basketball team. Mark Few is an excellent coach. They've built what's a major program, in theory, at a mid-major for the past 20 plus years. They have a legitimate opportunity to go undefeated and cut down the nest this year.
Well, of course, we will prep you for the tournament once we get near to that. But right now, our eyes are on the NFL, because franchise tag day has come and gone. And a friend of the show, Aaron Jones, was not franchise tagged by the Packers. And reports are that they want to retain him, of course, but they're not sure he's worth top tier money. Jalen, when you take a look at the running backs that are making top tier money, do you think that Aaron Jones deserves a salary in that range, that $16 to $12 million per year range?
So you and I had this conversation about Dak Prescott. And another one of our brothers, his name is Dan, was a part of the conversation on Get Up. So I'd like to call you David Orlowski on this conversation as I say this. When you look at David Johnson's salary, and you look at Aaron Jones' productivity, you can easily say, yes, he deserves top-tier money. There's so many times, and I'm getting everybody ready for this. 3-2-1. When it's time to pay Lamar Jackson, everybody gonna tell me what he's not. I'm already ready for it. When it's time to pay Lamar Jackson, they gonna forget that he won MVP. They gonna be like, oh, well, he ain't won the Super Bowl. Or, you know, he'll talk about his weaknesses at passing. Aaron Jones has proven to be a top-tier running back. He struggled in their last game, probably got injured, had a couple of fumbles. That doesn't necessarily help when you're going into free agency and they lost the game. But as a Detroit Lions fan, and he's a friend of the show. I see his game, his speed, his ability to run between the tackles, ability to run outside, his ability to catch out of the backfield and be a game breaker. That's what he is, a game breaker. And to me, if it's not going to work in with the Packers, I got another gig for him. I'd like to see him in Pittsburgh. They bring it back Big Ben. He could use a weapon like this if they don't figure it out in Green Bay.
If they don't figure it out in Green Bay, I love Pittsburgh as a destination for Aaron Jones. But Aaron Jones, as you mentioned, didn't exactly shine in that final playoff game for the Packers. But all season long, he was putting up numbers, both running and catching the ball, and always found himself in the end zone and scoring my fantasy team points. We look forward to updating you on him. And right now, we look forward to an update on Andre Drummond. He is with the Cavs. He's playing with the Cavs. However, everybody kind of sort of thinks at some point, like Blake Griffin on your Pistons, he is going to be bought out and then join a contender. He's been tied to the Lakers, and oddly, from Allen Robinson, the wide receiver for the Bears, he's been tied to the Nets. Jalen, what do you think is a better fit for Drummond? Sort of one of the East Coast favorites like the Nets or West Conference favorites like the Lakers?
You know, I'm grateful for people to come to my city, play for the hometown, and actually give back. His mother, Christine, and Andre have been supporters of JRLA, whether he was a Piston player, and including this year, while he's a member of the Cavs. So if I was giving Lil Bro some advice, go to the Nets. Go to the Nets. Don't pass, go. Look at the Lakers up front. LeBron handles the ball, but he's still playing up front minutes. You got AD, you got Morris, you got Gasol, you got Montrezl Harrell. Go to the Nets, because their option at the five, Claxton, I like the young fella be giving them some live legs and a couple of dunks, but they're going to be using KD at the five. They're going to be using Jeff Green as their other big. That's going to happen. They're just going to give them some presence that Blake Griffin just not going to be able to give them defensively. And so Andre Drummond, to me, with his ball skills, be a guy that can throw it to at the elbow, do some backdoor cutting, do some dribble handoff action. I think he'll fit better, and my choice would be to go with the Nets.
I think that makes a lot of sense because you mentioned some of the key points. Number one, they do sort of have a put-together front court in Los Angeles, and there's some factor to this that we haven't discussed. I'd say the favorites to go to the Eastern Conference Finals are the Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets. And there's a man playing basketball in a 76ers uniform named Joel Embiid. He's a problem. He is an MVP favorite right now, and you need a lot of different bodies to throw at him. And you can do DeAndre Jordan for a spell, and you can try Jeff Green, and you can try Kevin Durant, you can try Claxton, but you need someone like Drummond and to add to that mix of things you are going to try to do to stop Joel Embiid were it to come to a seven-game series between those two teams, which is what we both think will be the Eastern Conference Finals. What's happening?
An early career Twitter finger, Joel Embiid and Andre Drummond went back and forth a little bit. Now their circumstances has changed. Joel is still processing, and he's going to possibly be with the Nets. So it'd be great to see those guys going at it again on the big stage. And also, the Milwaukee Bucks are a big physical team with Giannis. That's another big body they're going to have to contend with.
Well, there's a big body in the Eastern Conference that we won't be hearing from for any time soon, and that is the Heat's Myers Leonard. He was streaming gaming on Twitch, and he used an anti-Semitic slur while he was streaming. And if you listen to it closely, you can tell that he messed up, and he knew he did. He stammered the second after he used it. And then, of course, comes the apology, the public apology, where he says that he didn't know what the word meant and he apologized to the communities that he offended. Jalen, I don't believe he didn't know what the word meant. I believe he knew exactly what the word meant because he stammered right after he said it. Now, he's injured, basically out for the season. This is the last year of his deal with the Heat. What do you think the future is with Myers Leonard and the NBA with all this just happened?
I think the future of Myers Leonard in the NBA is that his best days are behind him. And I don't believe he's going to play in the NBA again. There may be a team to take a flyer on him and possibly give him a training, a couple of practices or a training camp, or maybe even a couple of games. But when you said what he, when you say what he said, to me, how he said it, that wasn't the first time he said that. That was a little too common and a little too normal how that behavior played out on social media, so I don't assume that a team is going to take a chance on him.
And I have to say that one thing we've learned is in today's world, when you're so often streaming and you're so often in front of a microphone, sometimes you forget. And that sounded to me like he forgot he was streaming. He thought that he was just talking to a friend the way that he normally talks to a friend. And I don't know this for a fact, but watching the tape, I come away with the feeling that he has used that word before and potentially others. And another thing to add in is, you know, in the bubble, when everyone was taking a knee during the anthem, he was not. It's just worth mentioning the context of this conversation. I'm not saying there's a relation there, but it's just worth mentioning while we're talking about Myers Leonard and his future. And it really doesn't help that his contract is up at the end of the year, and he's not going to play all year long. So I think that we're not going to say the name Myers Leonard for quite some time. I think we'll hear from him again. This, like you said, some team will take a flyer on him, but I don't think that he will be starting or contributing for an NBA team for the rest of his career. Jalen. We talk about Gonzaga being undefeated. You know who we don't talk about? Duke. Why? Because they're pretty bad this year. They need to go on a run just to make the tournament. We'll talk about the feasibility of that happening and much more next on Jalen and Jacoby. Coming to you live from the Seaport District in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time. When you take the wheel, you decide what we discuss. It is Keep It
Woo.
Moving.
Tang. Woo. Tang.
I have an important update on the roster of the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
They signed their linebacker, Lavonte David. They franchise tag Chris Godwin. However, Shaq Barrett will become a free agent. Doesn't mean he won't stay with the team, but he will become a free agent. What do you think about these moves from the champs?
I just wanted to make sure I hit the brakes on this one because we brought Shaq on the show, and he promised to come on when he signed his mega deal because he's going to get one. Stay tuned.
Oh, he deserves it. He definitely deserves it. Him and JPP were a big part of bringing that Lombardi Trophy to Tampa that almost ended up literally in the Tampa Bay. Next, we have the man who broke the news about the potential of Andre Drummond going to the Nets. Wide receiver slash NBA reporter Allen Robinson. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I just hope he gets a quarterback in Chicago. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Wake Forest Notre Dame ACC tournament action came down to the buzzer.
Hit the brakes.
Keep moving or hit the brakes. We'll hit the brakes on this. Jalen, take us through the final seconds of this play.
It reminded me a lot of the national championship with Villanova. It looks like the same action. And all of a sudden, soon as he shot that, he knew it was cash.
He knew it was in. Watch
and
the body language of the
shooter. Skylar Diggins on. No doubt. We're going to bring Skylar Diggins on during the week of the NCAA tournament and ask her about her Golden Domers and if she think they can advance. But I tell you what, he knew that was money as soon as he let it go. But shout to the playmaker who got him to rock on time, on target, as he knocked it down.
I just love the feeling of taking a 31-footer at the buzzer and then absolutely being positive it's going in, so much so that you start hopping towards homeboy that gave you the pass before it's even gone through the net. Watch him. He says going for the celebration before it even went in. Big shout to Notre Dame. And as you mentioned, we will have Skylar Diggins on in the future. Jalen, it's time to talk about Duke men's basketball. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Jalen. They might not have to win the ACC tournament, but they really have to be impressive in it to just make the NCAA tournament. What do you think their chances of doing so are?
I just think people feel like I'm going to take this opportunity to slander Duke. I'm not going to be able to do it.
No.
It happens. Like, Mike Krzyzewski's still the greatest coach in the history of modern day collegiate basketball. It's just what happens when you don't have all of the best players. Every now and then, there's gonna be ebbs and flows to your squad. And Duke is dealing with that this year. Kansas, Kentucky in their own way, Arizona in their own way. And so, and he would never say this, But I'm pretty sure in a lot of ways, as competitive as Coach K is, he'd much rather for this season to hurry up and get over.
Oh, I like that.
I don't think he'll ever say it, but he might be backing into no tournament.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be backing into no tournament, seed. Getting bounced in the first game.
Flying around, and a 15 getting seed. Bounced, having to do the post-game press conference while Jalen Johnson's at home, being like, I'm glad I bounced on y'all. Moving on, one of our favorite basketball players in college basketball, UMBC's Darnell Rogers. We have an update on him.
Hit the brakes. We give him a love.
We'll hit the brakes on that. He has entered the transfer portal, and of course, just we love him. Why, Jalen Rose? There's a simple reason why we love him so much.
Because we profiled him earlier in the year, because in a tall man's game, he's the shortest scholarship athlete in basketball that's still out there getting buckets. And mm-hmm. so it's about court sense and speed and his ability to knock down open shots. I'm rooting for you, Darnell, and we'll be following your next move.
5'2", Darnell Rogers, getting buckets. Jalen, I'm not even going to ask you whether to keep moving and hit the brakes on this one, because it's LaMelo Ball, and he is one of one. Jalen, our guy LaMelo Ball is doing something that hasn't been done before. He is leading all rookies in points, rebounds, and assists at the All-Star break. Jalen, we said it. People didn't want to hear it. But just explain how complete this young man's game is.
So my favorite thing to watch in basketball is a tall primary ball handler.
I wonder why.
Whether it's Magic Johnson, Grant Hill, Steve Smith, LeBron James, like Ben Simmons, like those players to me just like are sculpted in clay. In a lot of ways, because you have smaller guy skills, but yet it's still a big man's game. That's where LaMelo falls in. And the key stat for this ain't necessarily the points, because we know he gonna get buckets. He scored 90 in a high school game as like a sophomore. He gonna score the ball. And it ain't the assists, because we know he gonna be one of the best rebounds. Playmakers. It's the rebounds.
Wow.
It's the rebounds. That's the one right there. That's the one that shows me he's played a lot of basketball, not necessarily did a lot of drills, because he knows where that thing coming off.
He's played 30 games, that's the first pass to a fast break.
So absolutely impressive.
He's your height, and he's played about 30 games, and I think he has more career rebounds than you do. I swear to God, he might right now have more career rebounds than you do, and he's only played 30 games, and you're in the league for 13 years. Jalen, we have an update on
one of our
favorite things, the Versus property. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Swizz and Timbaland have sold Versus to Triller Network. What do you think about this? A little controversy online.
I just gotta let everyone know, this is a magnificent move for the culture. It's great for Swizz Beatz. It's great for Timbaland. It's also great for the artists that now get to share into that profit going forward that have contributed to Versus. And this is what you want. You build something, and then all of a sudden, boom, you sell it. Like Bill Simmons did with The Ringer, right? The guy that founded this show. He built up a podcast network, and then he sold it to Spotify. That's basically what they did here. I ain't mad at it.
Jalen, I have an update on March vasectomies, something I will one day do. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
The NCAA sent a cease and desist letter to a urology center for calling it vasectomy mayhem because it was too close to March mayhem. Why are they wasting their time doing this, and should I get a vasectomy?
That's just a bully tactic, and the NCAA gonna make sure that they get every dollar out there. But I gotta ask you a question. Are you really considering doing this?
Yes, yes. Come to my house for like two hours and you'll understand why. Come to my house for two
don't
hours and you will understand why. We don't need any don't. More people in a- there. A- but there will be a- more a- people man. In don't the run. Hall of Fame, and we will look at the list of finalists and make our selections right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
The people.
The NBA returns to ESPN Sunday night at 9 p.m. and it's Kawhi and the Clippers traveling to New Orleans to take on Zion and the Pelicans. And I want to thank you all so much for watching Jalen and Jacoby on television, but don't forget about the podcast. Every single day we add exclusive content that you can only get on the podcast. It's a whole different experience from the television show. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, the list of basketball players that could potentially join the Springfield, Massachusetts Basketball Hall of Fame has been released, and there are some interesting names on it, three of which you have ties with. Paul Pierce, Chris Bosh, Chris Webber, all have been former teammates of yours. What do you think about these three being considered for the Hall of Fame?
Congratulations to each of the finalists. I feel like all three of these guys are going to get in. And remember, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, so they're not just taking into account what these guys did in the NBA. And I'm still not a fan that international players get a lower bar to get into the Hall of Fame versus American-born players. That's another subject for another day. Paul Pierce turned falling in the draft, coming out of Kansas into a Hall of Fame career, getting his number retired in Boston. Played with Chris Bosh as a member of the Raptors, became All-NBA, went to Miami, teamed up with LeBron and Wade, and became a champion in the Hall of Famer. Macy Edward Christopher Weber, played with him, Jacoby, 13 and under AAU, 15 under AAU, played with him in college, and watched him star in the league as a big before his time. And so he's going to get in. Also, congratulations to each of those guys.
Look forward to seeing all three of them enter the Hall of Fame, and look forward to seeing you all back on Monday at 2 p.m. We always say we get the people they want. Big part of that is doing exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jay, this is my favorite part of the show. No constraints, no breaks, no sponsorship reads, no executives watching. It's just us. And one of the things that we just discussed behind the scenes is that there was a wire that came out, a news wire at ESPN that said that Joel Embiid has overtaken LeBron James as the favorite to win the MVP of this year. It's been going around for a while now, kind of before the All-Star break. That was kind of in some other sports books. It's close. It's plus 200, plus 225 on our official one. But I think it's going to be LeBron, if I had to bet. I don't really gamble on sports like that, unless it's football. But if I had to bet, it would be LeBron. Let me tell you why. Joel Embiid ain't playing 70 games. Like, Joel Embiid's going to play like 62 games, and LeBron's going to play like 67, 68. And I think that if LeBron really locks in and focuses on something like winning the MVP, I think he really wants this one. I think that LeBron is going to get this one done. I really do.
Jacoby, you have inspired me that I'm slowly going to step my betting game up.
Oh, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's go, Jay. But the question for me would be like, how much would you have to put on a game to make it exciting for you? I put $50 on a game, I'm locked in. But that number for you is going to be much higher.
Well, here's the thing. I'm different with my bread. So, as you know, when I play fantasy, or even when it's the J&J fantasy, and by the way, Demetrius, our producer, won back-to-back, I still haven't paid my bet. Demetrius, please text me right now your address and your size. I know you've done it before. I'm sorry. But all I can do is be a better man today. Now, Jacoby, what will make it an interesting bet for me is like $500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about right.
Like we can get into beef for $500. Like if it's like $150, I might let you slide. But $500, I'll fall out with you. So that's probably the number. Yeah, I'll fall out with you over $500.
So let me tell you how this works, Jalen. Let me help you dip your toe in the waters of sports gambling and eventually losing all your money and your entire family.
I want to say something before you say that. Because what you're about to say is going to feed what I'm about to say. What I was gonna say is, this is a classic example of why I have not bet on sports. Number one, just for integrity reasons, I would never bet on anything that I vote for.
You can't.
I think
it's
that's almost
illegal.
Illegal.
Yes, it's actually illegal. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a voter, so I would never even do that, right?
Oh, yeah, so you can't even vote on
and
the MVP,
other thing I'm going to do, and the other thing I'm going to do is not even bet on basketball at all. So I don't even want to hear no Pete Rose stuff 10 years from now about I was trying to bet on something and I was on the phone with Joel Embiid the night before the game to see if he's going to play or not.
Yeah.
Not going to be able to do it. Y'all ain't
so
getting me on
football
that.
Season.
Too,
I'm, football season.
It ain't that deep for me. Yeah, it ain't that deep. But with football, I've played fantasy football for about 10 straight years. I've never one time played fantasy basketball. Never one time. And so when I see this betting line and this topic comes up, for all you bettors, listen up. This is a classic example of a sucker bet. I know what that is. If you think Joel Embiid getting COVID contact traced and missing the All-Star game and missing this Thursday and this Friday for a player that has had a history of being not only injured, but because of those injuries, not in tip-top shape, you now are going to bet your money that that guy is going to lead you for 45 more games to an MVP trophy? If that's what you think, I think you should drive down the street and throw your money out of the window. That's what I believe you should do. So if you want to ask my opinion on that bet, that's what I think. And it has nothing to do with his game. And it has nothing to do with it's just a law of averages. Like right now, we're using stats like players that have averaged 30, shot 50% from the field, and 40 from three. You know the person who did it? Steph. You know the other person in that conversation? Embiid. I would believe that he probably is not going to be shooting 40 at the end of the year. So I believe that he'll finish in the top three.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But if I was betting, I wouldn't bet that he'd be number one. But
I wouldn't either.
If he comes back in the second half, and he plays the percentages of games in the second half that he did in the first half, and he has stats similar to the first half and the second half, he's definitely going to win it.
If they had a pre All-Star break MVP and I was a voter, none of that is true. This is a hypothetical world. I'll probably vote for Embiid. He's had an amazing season. He's becoming like the perfect version of himself right now in front of our eyes. And Ben Simmons is having a great season as well. There's a couple factors in the MVP though. You know what? If one team is the best record in their conference with one candidate and the other team is maybe second or third in their conference, that's really going to be a swing factor. You know, that's a swing factor. And I think Anthony Davis is going to come back. And I think that's going to really help the Lakers climb up to second or first in the Western Conference. I think they'll overtake the Suns, maybe even overtake the Jazz by the end of the season. Who knows? But I also think that Brooklyn, adding Blake Griffin, maybe adding Andre Drummond, getting more experience playing with the big three all on the floor at the same time, Kevin Durant coming back. I think the Nets will probably finish number one in the Eastern Conference. That's another factor to consider. And also, the biggest factor, I just think LeBron James wants this one. I think LeBron James knows he sees the end of his career. He's not gonna be playing in 2026, right? So he's like, I got like three or four more of these, you know? And so he's like, all right, I need another MVP just for the trophy case. And I think this is probably his best shot if we're really considering it. So I think he wants that.
And I got to tell you a secret, Jacoby.
You got a
secret? You know what else LeBron wants? You know what else he wants? All-time greatness.
That's what I'm saying.
And a couple of achievements like being the NBA's all-time leading scorer. If you got about 120 games that you need to play, you probably should be playing them in the 2021 season and not chasing games in the 25-26 season. So this year and next year, LeBron gonna be available 90% of the time.
Oh yeah.
If he's not injured. Because you gotta get those games and you gotta front load those games.
Okay. So he's gonna. I think my feeling is, if healthy, he's going to overtake Kareem as the you know, most scoring of all time. So when that happens, they're gonna stop the game, right? And Kareem's gonna be there, and it's gonna be a ceremony. Hopefully, it's in the Staples Center. Maybe his son is there. Who knows? But I have a question for you. When that happens, is LeBron James bald?
No.
No. So we're never gonna get bald LeBron James.
It seems like he made up his mind that y'all ain't getting that version of me. If he didn't go bald in the bubble, he ain't never going bald. That was his chance right there. During the pandemic, coronavirus, that was his chance right there. That gave me a chance to show up on TV with hats.
He showed up with the gray beard to the bubble, and then all of a sudden, like when the game started getting serious, the gray started going away. Oh, that's interesting. So you know what they say, that he spends $1 million on his body every year just to maintain? Like, it's like, there's like, it's at least like 80,000 of that is hair. You know what I mean? At least. I'm not saying most of it. I'm just saying like 80,000 of it's probably hair. And shout out to him. Look good, feel good, play good. Whatever makes him confident, you know? It's obviously
no
working.
Pressure.
No shots
doubt.
Whatsoever.
Be about your grooming.
Yeah, if he wants to look in the mirror and look and feel a certain way, then God bless him.
And sometimes you know if hairstyles work for you, and that probably is good luck. I bet Steph Curry won't be rocking them braids no more that he got in that commercial. He came out, was missing shots at the beginning of the year. He took them braids out quick.
Yeah, well, MVP race is interesting because what's happening is they've really, those two have separated themselves in terms of the betting things. And one thing that everyone needs to understand is, gambling, the people at the sports book don't try to predict who's going to win the game. They're trying to make money. So they're like, where can I set the line where I'm going to make the most money? That's how they do it. So when someone says like, oh, the Packers are favored by 4 over the Lions, it's like, no. The experts that do this, they're not saying the Packers are going to probably, you know, that'll probably make the most equal scoring. They're saying that's what's going to make us the most money. But just to talk real quick, Jokic is third at plus 350. And then, oh, I'm sorry, it's Jokic at third at plus 350. And then Doncic at fourth at plus 1300. Now, when we start gambling on football next year, I'm so excited for you to be in this too. You know what I mean? Because we got to do it legally. I'll pick you up. We'll drive to New Jersey. Get on the Wi-Fi. You know,
yes.
I got my little spot out there. Get on the Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Put all the bets in. It's going to be great.
Yes.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a partnership.
Done.
And we'll watch the games.
Done.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I had a great year until the Super Bowl.
Love that.
One thing I don't do, though, and I'm being dead serious about this, is one thing I don't do is gamble more than I can lose or chase it. You know what I mean? Like, if I lose a bunch,
never.
It's just like, you know what? I did that whole double down and try to make it up and do all that. Don't chase it.
Uh-uh.
Never gamble something you can't lose. Never gamble something you can't lose.
Like I told you, my limit already 500. I already know it.
Oh, you'll lose that real quick. Oh, no problem.
That's a good sweet spot. I do like 4 or 5 bets for like 500 total.
Okay, so I've done this with you before. And this is a good number just for everybody listening, because everybody has this number. When you sit down at the blackjack table, right, when you first sit down, I'm not saying this is all you're going to spend, but that first deposit, what is your number?
So it varies on a lot of factors.
There's a lot of factors, that's fair.
If you're going to bet and you... So let me just tell everybody something. Betting and gambling is an art just like covering sports. You need to actually try to be an expert at what you're betting your money on. That's what I try to do. And when I walk into a casino, I know that day if I want to gamble or not. So my whole mentality is already started of how I'm going to approach the day. Like what I'm going to probably eat, like what I'm going to probably drink, because I don't want to be too faded, like all types of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Before I even decide I'm going to sit down. And then once I started to get into the window of say in my mind I was supposed to gamble from, you know, I like to do it at night. So say in my mind it ended up being like 10 o'clock to like until, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I say until is because that's the other thing you can't do in gambling. If you in a rush, you're gonna lose. So you can't go sit down and gamble, be like, oh, I got like 45 minutes, let's hurry up. Oh, you might as well just donate your money. You know what I'm saying? If that's what it's gonna be, you might as well just donate your money. So it's an art to me. So if I know I'm gonna gamble at 10, I go hover around the craps table, because I like to play craps. I'm starting to hover around, starting to see what the dealer's doing, starting to see who been shooting good, who's celebrating, who upset. Start seeing the body language of everybody. Order a beverage over there by the craps table and watch a couple type of thing. And they don't mind giving me drinks. And I'll tip the waitress and stuff like that and make sure everybody good and not sweat me. But I'm really just like watching. And then I'll go do the same thing to the blackjack table. I'll go stand by the blackjack table, hover around, see who playing, you know, watching it. Go ahead.
So this is a better question. Forget the money number. We've all done this. Anyone who's ever played blackjack has done this. Walked around
the pit,
seen the blackjack tables, and what variables are you looking for? Like, what's a great table to sit down at? What's one you hesitate, like, maybe not? Like, what's idyllic for you? Because we've all done this. We've all done this.
So, ideal for me is I want to play the same money, but I want more than one chance to win it. So if my goal is to sit down and gamble with, in my mind, I'll say, if I lose 5,000, you know, I'll be pissed, but I'm not losing more than that. Right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of my number. Five is my lucky number, you know, but it's like, that's kind of my number. But also, you got to create a number that supports how you're going to gamble. So as much as I would want the number to be 2,500, it needs to be 5,000 to support my bets sometime. Because I like to play more than one hand. So if I'm gonna get, you know, the black chip hundreds, I like those black chip hundreds and those 50s. I like those.
Who doesn't?
And in craps, I like those 25s. I like to thought them 25s out there. And so what happens is I want to play the hand next to me also. And a lot of people don't like that. And or a lot of people think they're going to come sit down. And then there are also people that come sit down at a table where you're already playing. And you hope that that person knows how to play. So that's the number one factor I'm looking for. Just table occupancy and, you know, if somebody's already been hitting on the table or whatever. The other thing is, I'm splitting. I'm that dude. I'm splitting. You know, if I got two tens and I see six or less, I'm splitting.
I've seen you do it so many times.
And people don't like that. I'm splitting, flat out. You know what I'm saying? People don't like that. But that's what I'm going to do. I win when I do it. I have to be aggressive. I'm Kobe Bryant, rest in peace legend. Like, I'm going for 81. Most people ain't even gonna go for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going for it.
A couple things I look for. Number one, I want a dealer on my side, right? Some dealers just got that zombie look on their face, like they've been doing it for 18 years, and they're just kind of going through the motions, not really putting the cards out that fast, not talking to you, not helping you at all or anything. I want someone who's rooting for me.
Good point.
Like, I want someone who's locked in. Like, I was switched. One of the times I played blackjack, they switched from one dealer to the next. The next dealer was snapping the cards out really quick and counting for you. And if you had an 18 and he was showing a six, he doesn't ask you anything. He doesn't ask you a thing. He was just moving on. Like, I want someone who's working with me. Like, don't make me wave my hand for the cameras. Like, we're on the same team here. That's what I like.
Jacoby. I'm gonna eliminate that problem for you right there. It's called a tip chip. You're supposed to give it to them as soon as they step up to the arena.
I know. So one thing that makes me sad.
It's a tip chip. It could be a 5, it could be a 10, it could be a 25.
If I'm, If I'm at a bar, right, and I get me and Jalen Rose a drink, he wants a mango margarita because he's decided that's what his go-to is. I like a margarita not too sweet. And let's say that comes out to, it's New York City, right, so the numbers are crazy. Let's say that comes out to $24, right? And then I'll give him 40 and say, thank you very much, right? We'll be here for a bit. Because I feel like with that 14, it goes to his or her pocket, and I bought equity in this relationship. But the problem with the tipping in like a blackjack, because I've tipped like probably $300 over the course of a great run playing blackjack. They just put it in that little box, you know what I mean? And that little box just goes into the big pot, and they split it up with all the dealers playing all the games. So part of the tipping to me feels like it doesn't go directly to the person. So I'm not buying equity in the relationship, you know what I mean?
That's a great point. However, you use the term that I like. Equity. And like I always tell you, look at a tip as an investment.
All right, Jalen, one thing I love when dealers do, this is my favorite. This is when I know me and the dealer are on the same team. Let's say I tipped a dealer $5. I just got a blackjack. I only bet like 50. I got a blackjack. All of a sudden that turns into $125 and I'm like counting my chips. And I'll take a five and I'll give it to them, right? Do you know what I love when they do this? When they take the five and then put it with me. So now they're gambling my tip with me. That's when I'm like, oh, we're on the same team now. They're like, I'm not going to put this in the thing. We're going to rock together. That's a guaranteed win. And if the dealer does that, I'm going to double my bet. I'm going to double my bet if the dealer does that. I love it when the dealer does that. Because then they can make the cards all be whatever facts. They want. They can. They can make the cards be whatever they want. Oh, man. I want to go
to
the casino.
But also, I got a controversial... I got it. We're going to go for sure. We got to hit the MGM. I love being there. Those tables are nice, and it seems like when I plant fertilizer on that grass at the MGM, it just grow. You know, but here's the thing that's controversial that I do when I'm gambling that people don't like in particular because I'm a public figure.
Hold on. Before you continue, I'm sorry, Mr. Rose. There are so many things that you do that are controversial that people don't like while you're gambling. There's not one thing. I've gambled with you a bunch. There's a list of 35 things that are controversial that you do that people don't like when you're gambling. If you ever see Jalen Rose at a blackjack table, you think that's your opportunity to build a relationship, tread carefully. Tread carefully. Continue. I'm sorry.
Oh, Reg the Ledge. You're going to have Reg the Ledge. It's got the car. Hey, but here's the controversial thing that you'll see. You're going to see David and Jalen at MGM in Vegas or in Detroit. That's our spot. You're going to pull up on us, and we're going to be playing craps. And you're going to give me that, and you're going to grab those dice, and you're going to look down at the table, and I'm betting that you don't pass.
Why would you do that? You're such a weird gambler. Like it'll be like the dealer shows a 10 and he's got like a 14. He's just be like, nah, I don't want it. I'm like, chillin', what are you doing? He's like, I'm keeping myself in the game. He's like, I still have an opportunity to win. He can flip a 3 and then another 10 comes that would have gone to me. He's just like, I like the opportunity to still be in the game. And I'm just like, you know, that's like mathematically
momentum.
Just absolutely incorrect. He's like, no, I'm in the game. I'm still in the game. If I take
momentum.
A hit, it's
going
to be a gust.
I ain't going
that I'm
by no
game.
Rules. I'm momentum. Exactly. I'm going by momentum. If it worked, I'm going to keep doing it. If it don't work, I'm going to switch it up. But I will bet that somebody don't pass. So don't get mad
will.
At me. And people get pissed.
Of course.
People get pissed.
Of course.
Why? Yeah.
Yo, if it was me and I hit craps or something, I would talk shit. Sorry, talk to you like I dunked on you. I would talk to you like I dunked on you.
Yeah, people do that.
I'm like, do it again, Jay. I'm like, do it again, Jalen Rose Fab Five. Especially if I've had a couple
Correct.
And I didn't know you.
Yes.
I'd be like,
they
oh, do it again. Do it again
me,
right
dog.
Now. Do it again right now. Double your bet and do it again.
And
Superstar
then,
Fab Five, Jalen Rose.
Here's what it becomes, though. But here's what it becomes, though. It then becomes, they want to get me back.
Yeah, of course.
They want to get me back. They want to show me. They want to teach me a lesson, right? And then I get the dice, and then I hit a couple of licks, and then they don't pass, and they lose. And so now they're mad at me for real. Like, it's personal. Like, I've had this happen to me for real. I'm not making this up.
I've seen at least 14 like people times. Leave casinos and buy a Jalen Rose jersey just so they can burn it. I've seen it happen like 14 times. Where people walked into the casino in love with you, walked out, went to eBay, bought a Jalen Rose jersey, and then lit it on fire. I've seen that happen over a dozen times.
Yeah. Ray Fro Austin tried to tell you guys, in my professional life and about my money, I'm something different. Skip tried to tell y'all.
Well, I don't know how we got here, but a couple things came out of it. Number one, I got LeBron as winning the MVP. Number two, tread carefully if you think you're going to sit down at a casino with craps or blackjack with Jalen Rose and have a good time.
No doubt.
I always do, but
no doubt.
We got a different relationship. And number three, next football season, we're gambling together. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I'll pick you up in the car, drive you out to New Jersey.
Done.
We'll put our bets in. It's going to be great. And finally, we don't have too much time, but we always want to hear from you, the people. Call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail, and we'll put it on the show just like this.
Yo, what up, though? What's going on, Jalen and Jacoby? Shout out, Reg. Reg and Led. Also, R.I.P. to James Rose's mom. My condolences. It's Matt from Jersey. Man, I got a soft move, boss move. Oh, man. So I'm in a class. I'm in a Zoom class, you know. I got a professor who tries to switch it up, you know. It's a master's degree program, you know. We all adults, we don't. It's late at night, and we had 80s night, so we all put up background pictures. And my background picture was a CD of Eric B. and Rakim, of the song "I Ain't No Joke" from his Paid in Full album, right? My professor, who does happen to look more like Jacoby, didn't know who that was, and also pronounced his name wrong, too. And I corrected him. And I said, his name's Rakim. Then the next day, I sent an email with the song, I Ain't No Joke, for him to listen to. And I told him, I was like, hey, I know you didn't understand, or you didn't know who this was. I think you should check this out. It's a good song. Now, my girlfriend thinks I was being condescending. I don't think I was. I was just trying to put somebody on. A soft move, a boss move. Putting someone on Eric B. and Rakim. Like, come on. Keep giving people what they want. See?
Big shout to Mac from Jersey. Now, every once in a while, we get a brand of caller that knows they made a boss move, but still asks if it's a soft move or boss move. Of course it's a boss move. Of course it's a boss move. My only note is that they didn't have CDs in the 80s. 80s night is a cassette. You got to put that cassette up there.
Correct. And also, it's definitely a boss move. And it's always awesome if you can introduce people to different cultures and ethnicities and broaden their horizons, especially in a non-threatening way. And mm-hmm. So I appreciate what you did. And now when he sees college basketball players named Rakim, he'll know where the name came from. Or Raekwon, they'll know where the name came from. Nasir, they'll know where the name came from. There's so many people that have unique names in the black community in particular. It's just that a lot of times they don't get famous, so those names don't become mainstream. At the same time that my mom, rest in peace, and thank you for the condolences, named me Jalen, I have a cousin named Tiavon, T-I-A-V-O-N. She was the cousin that was in the backyard with me, Jacoby, when I told the story about the $6 million man when I thought I was gonna jump across the pool in the middle of winter. Irrational confidence. That's when it started. Like, nobody can tell me I ain't Steve Austin. I'm about to jump across this pool. I went bounced off the fence and everything. Got a running start. All of that. And so, you introducing him to Rakim is a major thing. And just last week, and I have to shout this guy out, I ran into Slick Rick the Ruler. And I told you that I saw him earlier, and I thought that I saw him. But then I saw him again and made sure to give him love.
Oh, give me the follow-up story.
I made sure to give him love. Yeah, I got you. I got you. This is why Jacoby loves rap music, because of Slick Rick the Ruler. And so I ran into him. He was kind of walking by, but I can't front. I saw the patch late, but he wasn't. He didn't have on the Iceberg Jewels, so it kind of threw me off, and I didn't want to run up on him. I was like, that couldn't have been Slick Rick. He ain't have on the jewels. You know, I know he'd have at least one chain or something. You know what I'm saying? Well, I know he could have been going swimming or going somewhere where he don't need jewels. It ain't like he had no security. He was by himself. So it probably wasn't the time to be rocking around with truck jewelry on anyway.
You know what I mean? If you go to the gym, you don't put all the jewels on.
Right. I know. Right. Yeah. Exactly. I didn't know where he was going. And so literally that afternoon, I almost saw him in the same spot that I saw him before. We were like coming in and out of the bathroom. That's how I ran it. I saw him and he didn't know who I was initially until I introduced myself. And you know what else? He's a fan of the show.
Love Slick Rick so much. Like I said last time, Slick Rick is the reason I love hip hop.
He's a fan of the show.
The reason I love hip hop is Slick Rick.
He's a fan of the show.
First time I ever really messed with hip hop was Slick Rick, Children's Story.
Slick Rick the Ruler looked Jalen in his face. At first didn't recognize who I was. Recognized who I was and was like, I like your show on ESPN with Jacoby. Said your name just like that.
Man, this is wild. I'm gonna go cry. Big shout to Mac in Jersey. And I think it's always a boss move to, if he's never heard of Eric B. and Rakim, you can't get mad at him or clown him for something he's never heard of or just he's ignorant to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Correct,
you can't get mad at him. Just put him on. You don't clown him for it. Yeah. Like, oh, you don't know how to say Rakim.
He can name some artists you don't know.
He wasn't listening to it. He wasn't listening to it. And one quick story. I was listening to, I was like on Twitter or something, and it was like, this is the number one hip-hop song in France, right? I was like, oh, let me click on this. Let me see what they're rocking with in France. No idea what the artist's name is. But this song was so hot, I had no idea what he was saying. I had no idea what his name was. But the song was just so hot, and I was like, man, they're doing this all over the world. Like, we just get our own little piece. We get our own little section. We're in our own little room. But this house has so many different rooms where they're doing so much dope stuff. Appreciate you,
exactly.
Mac. Appreciate you too,
exactly.
Jalen Rose. We are off because of conference tournaments on Thursday and Friday, so we will be back on Monday with another dope pod to step to. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. And by the way, for those that don't know, this is in KRS-One's voice as we continue to introduce you to throwback legends and always shout Reg the Ledge. We're not done. We're not done. We are. Not done. Got to give the people.